of study leading to your certified AA through PhD all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today as we face the issues. We're talking about a subject that I believe should grip the attention of every conservative, every parent, every Christian that's under the sound of my voice, especially, listen, some might say that man's picking on preachers. No, I'm just telling it like it is. If you're listening and your pastor doesn't stand for these issues and speak of them, talk with him about it prayerfully, pray with him about it privately, don't embarrass him or yourself. But I say to every pastor, grow a spine. Stand up for the speaking forth of the truth of the Word of God, warning, as Ezekiel 33 calls us to do. How should we then live after the warning goes forth? We're to be watchmen on the wall and warning the nation, the people, the folks in our congregation of what is taking place. We're talking about government-approved perversion. We're talking about the porn in the classrooms. We're talking about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. And in the state of Florida, where the appeals courts now have ruled that the law that was the bill that was signed into law in 2023, it was immediately there was an injunction put on it. That injunction's been playing its way out in the courts. Now, the appeals court has just said that it violates the First Amendment right. They're saying that raw porn, publicly seen, with men dressed as women and showing parts of their bodies and dancing before kids, that that is a constitutional freedom of speech right. I find that egregious. I find that twisting and perverting our Bill of Rights, especially the liberties that we have in the First Amendment. I find it egregious. And then, ladies and gentlemen, to realize that across the nation, there are dozens of our states that's in the process. They've already passed laws, they're passing laws, or they have laws that they have already passed that the injunctions have been ruled by the courts, have been ruled that they're unconstitutional because of the aspect of freedom of speech. All of it boils down, ladies and gentlemen, to the sodomites grooming process. Let me say this, and we'll take our next caller. Headline says Queens, it's talking about Queens, New York. Council member calls drag queen shows in the schools simply grooming. Queens Council Member Vicky Palladino, criticism from her city council colleagues after labeling drag queen events at the schools degenerating and accusing progressives of having no problem with child grooming and sexualization in our schools. Progressives may have no problem with child grooming and sexualization, she said, but I do. This will not happen on my watch. Kids deserve a quality of education free from political manipulation and sexual content. The tweets came in response to the New York Post article that reported the city had spent over $200,000 on performances by the Drag Queen Story Hour group, the nonprofit group that put a, quote, fabulous education experience for children and teens, end quote, in the libraries, the schools, the museums, and other community spaces, according to their website. Ladies and gentlemen, It's not just Florida. It's not just California. It's not just New York. But I looked at a map just this morning where it had all of the cities, states across the nation listed in red that are in some way trying to handle, eradicate, change, modify, or modulate this open porn that's taking place, the aggressive perversion of our kids in schools and the counties in which they're in, and how the courts, the black-robed judges, are trying to overrule the will of the people for morals and ethics and values. I believe we have Ann on the line. Go with the question or comment, Ann.
Well, I'm getting back to books in our public schools being taken out that are pornography. Everybody knows that pornography tends to devalue women and leads to, you know, human trafficking and other horrors. But the way they're getting around these books that are in our schools, and I think one of your previous guests on the show had talked about this before, but there's a thing called Florida Rising, and they made a post last year on May the 3rd that said, attention, all Florida parents and students, you can request a free bundle of banned books from our friends at the Firestorm Books. These books have been banned in the public schools, but they will ship them free to you at your home for children ages 4 to 8 and 8 to 12. Each will get a set of 6 picture books.
That is pure garbage. And Ann, you're exactly right. And what, Ann, one of the things that's taken place, as I understand it from the, I believe, the same source perhaps that you had received it, that some of our teachers right here in Duval County, some of our teachers are ordering the books from that source, circumventing the process so that they can legitimately say they're not the library, they're not the classroom, they're not a textbook, but it's supplemental data, supplemental reading that we've gotten for our students for a particular course or a particular class. That teacher should, my opinion, that any teacher that does that, they should be summarily fired without any apology. Show them the door, clean the desk, walk them to the car. That ought to be the process. It wouldn't have to do that but one or two times before it shut the mess down.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Youngblood. And some of the posts that follow in this say they sent these books to my kids and they were awesome. It's the start of queer liberation. And then it says, if you can't get them in your public school, send your children to the public library. They can check out all these books. Mm-hmm. So we need to also go after the public libraries that we as taxpayers are funding.
Well, the nation's library association is probably the most vile, wicked garbage pit that you'd find in the nation. That is part and parcel, a major portion of the problem of the sexualization and the grooming and the recruiting of our students into the queer community, as they call themselves. It is the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. It is the agenda. It is the mindset and the promotion of that lifestyle that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis chapter 19, and all the plains round about as a result of it. So you're exactly right, Ann. I believe it's time that we clean house, and we need to listen. You have a same thoughts that I have, but I have a little different skew to that. I believe that as pastors, as Christians, as churches, the judgment begins at the house of God, the scripture says. I believe it's time pastors and Christians and our churches take a stand and publicly stand against this, standing before the school boards, before the city council, and do something about it. I believe it's time we stop being silent. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and be victorious in doing so. Ann, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I've read a little bit about this lawsuit, particularly with Hamburger Mary. When Tallahassee was originally proposing this law, they could not put things like drag queen in there. So what they did is they used the adult performances that use artificial genitalia or artificial breasts, and they used those two things in conjunction there to bring forward that law. Now, the ruling that I read, these two of the judges there said that they need to be more precise on what constitutes pornography. And I'm like, these guys are completely and utterly, it's like James says about looking in the mirror and then walking away and not being able to recognize what they just saw. It's very straightforward language that says adult performances using those two types of things, because that constitutes, in their mind, vulgar and lewd. And it goes to show you as well that the LGBTQ community is garnering a lot of support monetarily to pay for the politics, literally, the lawyers and the politics and the publication of these books. And then the second thing that I understand the Dewey Decimal System and how it works in a school system. You give it a number, and then it gets fiction, history, whatever it is.
There. Right, right.
But all of those numbers still, there's still one number that all of those books have, that even though they can change it and put one in fiction and another one in history, the one number that should be a primary key that they should not be able to mess with is the ISBN number. And even you, as an author, know that this number is assigned to a title of a book and cannot be assigned to no other. So somebody's doing something inside the system to tweak it.
Jim, it's called tweaking or jerry-rigging the system, and as I understand it, that's exactly what they're doing. They're doing a juxtaposition of the numbers so that it hides the books based on the number. You can't go to the electronic system and find it. Jim, you're exactly right about what the courts have said. I'm looking at a headline. What is Florida's new drag queen show law? SB 1438, breaking down the law's impact. And it goes on to talk about Governor DeSantis said when he signed the bill, and it outlawed it very, very clearly as to what it was forbidding and could not do. In fact, it went on to say it creates Florida Statute 255.70, defining the term governmental entity, amends Florida Statute 509, authorizing the division of hotels and restaurants in the park. It's very broad. It's very broad. It covers anything in hotels, restaurants, and any professional regulations, any place that's got a license. Creates Florida Statute 827.11, defining the term adult live performance, and knowingly authorizing the nudity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the courts used, in my opinion, the two that ruled against the law, that bill, that 1347, I believe it was 1438, ruled against it and called it too broad and too nebulous, I believe was the term, too vague. They did that simply to keep it on hold. It will have to go to the Supreme Court. It'll go, first of all, to the Florida Supreme Court, and I believe that'll happen within the next 6 months. And I'm praying that our government, state of Florida, doesn't just drop it. I pray that they'll go ahead and push it. But it'll go further into the courts, but I don't see how you could be called that too vague when it is explicit. It might be broad in the sense of where it applies and the places that these shows have been shown, not just in school, not just in libraries, but in local venues like restaurants and so forth. And basically the law says any place that it's shown publicly where a child can be present, if it's a live show, a live act, it's illegal and cannot be done. And now the courts are using the First Amendment. The thing that's egregious to me, Jim, is the courts calling it the constitutional right based on freedom of speech. And it goes back, and you're probably familiar with this, and I can't give the case description, but a number of years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that pornography is simply an expression, and an expression is the same as speech, and so therefore it falls under the freedom of speech with any porn material that's produced.
Larry Flint versus the United States.
That was the case, absolutely.
Yep.
And as a result of that, that's been the mantra now of the courts and these black robe judges. I believe there needs to be, my personal opinion, I believe the legislature needs to do something about revamping what a judge can do, what a judge can't do, and the restrictions on, especially when it comes to the national level, where President Trump now has got, I believe, over 200 suits and about 150, 160 injunctions just trying to carry out his responsibility under the Constitution. I think it's time we revamp that and change it in some fashion. I'm looking at another headline, Jim. Federal Appeals Court rules against Florida Florida law aimed at preventing kids from attending drag queen shows. And it's the same material, but let me read this. Describing the law as substantially overboard. And the only thing that I think that you could point to and say it's overboard, it gave all of the broad description of the different venues where these live performances have been taking place and restricting them. So that's the only thing I think is broad, in my opinion. A federal appeals court Tuesday upheld a preliminary injunction blocking the 2023 federal law aimed at preventing children from attending drag queen shows. And it goes on to talk about what these judges had said, what they had done, and the position they take. And so I find it, here's the part that I believe our listeners need to hear, Jim. The law, dubbed by sponsors the Protection of Children's Bill, sought to prevent venues from admitting children to adult live performances. It defines adult live performances as any show, exhibition, or other presentations that is performed in front of a live audience in which, in whole or part, depicts simulating nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, or specific sexual activities, lewd conduct, or lewd exposure of body parts, etc., etc. Now, I don't think you're getting it clear than that. I don't know how the law can be modified, changed, or modulated and leave that portion out. That needs to be the explicit material in it. So it is my opinion that it needs to be expedited to the Florida Supreme Court. If it's lost in the Florida Supreme Court, my opinion, next 2 to 3 years, it'll take the balance of Trump's administration, time-wise, to go through the U.S. Supreme Court to get relief. And I've got a list of dozens and dozens and dozens, if I can repeat that without sounding redundant, of those looking at the headline on the article, drag performances laws by state after state after state as of 2025. And we've got hundreds of the cases in county courts and municipal courts and appeals courts, etc., where the states and different entities within the state are trying to do something. At least we have those that are trying to get something done, but it's being fought against on every turn. So the question is, Jim, and you alluded to it, where are the funds coming from to fight the battle?
They're coming straight from the minions that are serving the father of lies, to be quite honest with you, Doctor. That's exactly where they're coming from. Everybody out here that has an axe to grind or a grudge to bear or a mouthpiece to spew hatred and vitriol, they're standing right up there with it. What surprises me is I don't care where the venue's at. The law starts by describing the act itself, and the act is
yes,
a live adult entertainment. And it gives the scenario, or it gives the stipulations of that live adult venue. I don't care if it's in a public park or in the middle of a private personal field. And that's completely irrelevant. It's the basis of what they are doing to subvert and to corrupt the youth of our nation. And it's even more shameful that there are parents that would take their child to such a venue and think that it's okay.
Yes.
Really, that's disturbing.
And Jim, the even a greater sense of urgency in my mind that's as disturbing, if not more so, is the fact that the majority of these drag queen performances are in our public libraries, our public schools, governmental officials authorizing, governmental officials promoting and providing tax dollars in city after city and state after state for that to be done. Therefore, that's what I'm calling a government-approved perversion. It's the perversion that's taking place at the approval. I'm thankful that President Trump took this stand. Get your take on it. Headline, Trump takes over the Kennedy Center and bans drag shows. President Donald J. Trump appointed himself, and this has been a couple months back, appointed himself as chairman of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, so don't expect RuPaul to get a Kennedy Center honor anytime soon. Further in the article, it says, Trump said the individuals he removed do not share our vision of the golden age in arts and cultures. President Trump took the bold stand. of taking over the control of the Kennedy Center, and it was highly viewed as a promulgator and a venue for the drag queen garbage porn shows that were taking place. And President Trump said, and I'm paraphrasing, not on my watch you're not, not on my dime you're not. And I believe that's the position that we need to seek out and find mayors, governors, city council members, legislators that will take that same stand. Unfortunately, we have those in our counties and across the nation and in our states where they're unwilling to take those stands that I believe ought to be taken. It is amazing the lack of moral ethics and values. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11:3 warns us. And that's where we are today. Jim, thank you so much for your input.
Thank you
for your call. God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, as we keep looking up, recognizing that our redemption draweth nigh, we need to realize that we cannot be sustained as a nation. God will not allow us to continue as a nation, to continue to get deeper and deeper into the cesspool of the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle that's being promulgated, pushed, and paid for by the left. I believe we need to have those, as with President Trump, with what he's doing, and saying, in essence, not on my watch. You're not going to run the Kennedy Center with taxpayer dollars, and even if you might have private funding in part for that, you're not going to be able to do that as long as I'm president, is the mindset. So, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What say you? How should it be carried out? What should be done? I'm looking at a headline, an article, and it's a biased article. It says, understanding drag bans, the latest legislative attacks on queer communities. Recently, Tennessee enacted the nation's first drag ban, promoting all drag performances in public or in the presence of minors. Anyone who violates the drag ban could face misdemeanor charges punishable by fines up to $2,500 and up to 1 year in jail. Repeat violations could face felony charges up to 6 months in jail. At least 14 states have introduced similar, and since this article was written, it's up to, I think, about 22 states now that's introduced similar legislation to criminalize drag, and many of these bills could also prohibit any public expression of gender nonconformity. In North Dakota, a proposed drag ban categorized drag queen shows as adult-oriented businesses, putting all drag shows in the same category as sexually explicit performances like exotic dancing, etc. Arizona, for example, proposed drag ban penalized drag performers with at least 10 years in prison and the registration as a sex offender. These bans are incredibly hard. Listen, this writer says these bans are incredibly harmful, and many broadly impact queer communities, not just drag performances. And he goes on to talk about what's happening in West Virginia, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we need to say no. I believe Kevin's on the line. Kevin, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. My name is Kevin Cryer, and I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do for the community and the children of God. You've been very helpful in my life. And with that being said, I think it's very disgraceful what the American government has done to destroy its own people through trying to bury the Word of God in the public school system, and through the programming of television and music, and these have become demonic strongholds in a lot of households, and we definitely need to start coming together as Christians to try to fight for the greater good and the Word of God, and to the best of our abilities, because this spiritual war is real, and if you really pay attention, you can physically see it with your own two eyes. And I just think it's just sad that they use the children at that to get their agenda point across.
Kevin, you're exactly right. And one of the things you termed, it said it is a fight. And I believe it's time Christians, I know a lot of Christians look at it and cringe. I believe it's time we fight back. I believe it's time we take a stand and say, not on my watch, not in my house, not in my community, not in my city. But most people do not recognize, Kevin, that the Christian life is a fight. I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. He says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Notice the Apostle Paul said he didn't say, "I've lived a good life. It's been a comfortable living in the hammock in the sunshine." He said, "I have fought a good fight." And for the Christian, for the child of God, everyone listening to the sound of my voice, we need to recognize that it is, as Kevin just said, a demonic battle. And we must stand and fight. We must stand and speak. We must stand and be counted. We must stand and be salt and light. Kevin, that's exactly right, brother. And it deserves your prayers, our prayers, and that we need to stand together as Christians in the nation. It needs to be screamed at the loudest voice from the pulpits across America so that we would be warned of the dangers ahead and not continue with blinded eyes and silence of tongues allowing this to take place. Kevin, brother, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Got about a moment left on the broadcast. Time for you to put in your 2 cents worth if you want to do so. I'm looking at an article that's frightening, and it's all over the nation. Parents livid over California schools mandatory drag shows. I believe we have Santiago on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. John Black. Yes, what happened is that these people, if they have a demonic mind targeting the children of our country, what's going on with these people that they have there? They have the devil inside, you know, they targeting those children. And what are we going to do? You know, if we don't put politics in Christian politics, that they really fight for them. Thank you.
Santiago, you're exactly right. They're stealing our kids. That's a good term to use. They are sexualizing them. It's called grooming. There's no question about it. Keep in mind, the sodomites cannot recreate. They cannot reproduce. The only way they can increase the number of sodomites is simply to recruit. And the recruiting process is taking place on a broad scale, very broad, very deep across our nation. And it's being paid for the most part, by the governmental systems through our tax dollars. It would shock the average citizen to death to understand how much money goes into things of this nature in the Duval County, through the Duval County City Council, and what's being doled out to some of the organizations that's carrying out these kinds of programs. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We're looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
That which redeems you is all.